Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan that I do a great deal of hunting with, and Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Well, folks, we are back with Mr. Glenn Guest, the Hog Zombie. Glenn, you know, we were talking about different sounds. For a guy coming out like me that just wanted to bring hogs in, you recommended the rally as a good one, and it worked. If you're and there's a lot of pigs on the ground right now where I'm this particular patch of woods I'm hunting down there. They're pretty much undisturbed hogs too, thus the reason for all my success, I think, or one of the reasons. But if you're say you want to bring a big boar in, which I usually don't target unless I need something for pictures or whatnot, you know. If you want a big boar, what's is there a sequence that you like to work with on for that?
Yeah, there's different sounds that I use to target boars, and I created those sounds mainly for the Europeans because that's what they do is specifically target boars. Their hogs are not a problem animal like ours. They're more of a game animal. And then you have people that come in and want to hunt, you know, guides do that want to target boars. And so I created those sounds for those people. And what I generally do is I've got a sound called Hey Baby. And Hey Baby is a very low volume. Even when it's maxed out on the speaker, it's still a very low volume sound. And it carries much further than what most people think. And it is actually a mature boar subtly courting a sow, and he don't have any competition around for that process. And I'm working on another sound now that I'm calling the Love Duel, and it's just been phenomenal mixing those two sounds together. Every single time that we've called in hogs doing that, it's been big mature boars. It's not been little ones. So that's pretty unique. But I've got the Hey Baby sound. Like I say, it's a courting boar, and then I've got a sound called Courting Boars, and it carries a little further, and it's a lot louder, and it's got a lot more sounds mixed in with it. The warning growl, like I mentioned earlier, which is not an alarm, it's just telling the other guys, hey, stay away, this sow belongs to me. Excuse me. And some boars consider that a challenge, so it brings in other boars to that sound. The younger ones will kind of stay away and, you know, skirt the edges a little more, but the big ones will come on in to accept that warning challenge. And then I've got one called Total Chaos, and Total Chaos is the entire sounder making every sound you could possibly imagine just about. You know, there's sows fending off a boar, she's not quite receptive, and she's trying to keep him away from the pigs that are still with her, and there's boars courting the sows, and then there's boars fighting in amongst that, and the maternal protection sound is mixed in there, so you've just got a little bit of everything in it. And then another one that we call Boar Magnet, and it's similar to the Total Chaos sound, and it's just different cadences and different I think it's even got a piglet in distress mixed in with it. Sometimes I've got so many now I have to go back and listen to them to remember what they've got in them. But
right. Yep.
If you're wanting to target boars, that's the sounds that I use. And it's really incredible if you'll not shoot those boars when they come in immediately, because they don't come in generally hard charging like the sows do or the young boars when you're just trying to call hogs in general. They come in a little slower and a little more deliberate, and if you watch them, they'll rub their face on overhanging limbs or little saplings that are sticking up, and what they're doing is they're either preorbital gland marking or their upper tusk gland marking as they're coming in. And then when they get in a little closer where they think they should be able to see what's going on, or you should be able to see them thinking that you're another hog, they'll stretch out like a cat trying to sharpen its claws on something. And what they're doing is their metacarpal scent marking and when they raise up from that, they'll be foaming at the mouth and they'll shake their head, and that disperses a pheromone into the air that entices sows to either come on into estrus, or if they're in estrus, it entices them to stand so that they can be bred.
That is, I've seen that particular deal, that scent marking on your videos. Now, honestly, all the years I've hunted hogs, I've probably been there when hogs were doing that. But the truth of the matter is, hunting them like I've always done and studying them is way different, because my studying usually goes to, you know, in the years past, releasing an arrow or pulling that trigger. I mean, my studying is long enough for them to stand for a good shot, you know.
Well, but, yeah. And you know, I do the same thing. A lot of times we jump the gun a little bit and kill a hog before, you know, we have the opportunity to really see what they're going to do. And ultimately, that's our goal, is to take the animal. But
yep,
sitting and watching a feeder, you miss so much of what animals really do when they're comfortable, because that feeder is a buffet to every predator in the world. And so hogs or deer or whatever you're hunting that you're wanting to come to that feeder, they're on high alert when they're there. And so they're not comfortable, and
exactly.
And they're not,
they're wired,
exhibiting,
aren't they? Yeah.
They're not exhibiting normal behavior. And, you know, originally what got me really watching them and really studying them was hogs that I couldn't access. They would be in an area where we couldn't get to them to kill them, or they would be on property that we didn't have permission to access or shoot across. And so we would just sit and either video or watch them with binoculars until they came our direction. And now this was prior to me having electronics to call them with. At that time I could call them to some extent with grunt tubes, but
mm-hmm, right.
I couldn't get the volume out there to get to them to bring them to me.
I thoroughly understand that too. Yep.
Yeah, and you know, now with the electronics, if we see an animal on property we can't access, a good portion of the time we can pull them to our side and get them shot. But
well, you know, Glenn, that was, I remember you hunting with our mutual friend, Daryl Margraff. There was a wheat field that he had been trying to, maybe he didn't have access to or adjacent his lease or whatever, but could not get, a bunch of hogs had been feeding on that. And I remember you and him and Daryl both telling me about using your calls to get one or more of them over where you could put a thermal scope on them, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, and we actually hunted that same field again last night, and we called them in for a good ways, and the wind changed direction on us, and that was the end of that. They needed to come 20, 30 more yards for the shooters to have good, clean shots at them, and they winded us before they got to that point. But the variable winds are not fun.
Yeah, yep. Well, that's a good area over there. I used to hunt with Bob Hood, the old Bob's passed away about 4 years ago, but he was the outdoor editor for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Bob and I used to hunt right there where you guys, very close to where you guys were. And, man, that's good hunting country. Well, Glenn, I really do appreciate you being with us, and I know our listeners, there's lots of folks listening that share our passion for hunting hogs. And what this thing is a game changer for me for this reason in particular. Now, I do the hogs that I kill is usually, honestly, are probably the last 10 minutes of shooting light or setting out over a feeder, you know, I use a little Photon XT on my rifle, you know, it's a digital night vision thing. So that's still fun. I'm not going to stop doing that, nor am I going to stop getting up in a tree with my bow. It's just another tool in the toolbox, you know?
Yes, it is. And you know, the good thing about calling is that it works any time, day or night. I mean,
yeah,
people think that hogs are nocturnal. Well, they're not nocturnal by nature. So we've kind of forced them into that routine. And so you can actually call them day or night, any time of the day. And my largest obstacle throughout this whole experience of learning to call hogs and getting them to perform the way we want them to is getting people to believe, hunters to believe, that it's actually a viable method of hunting. You know, they've been told for years it can't be done. You can't call hogs. Hog calling doesn't work. Guys go out and try it 3 or 4 times. They don't have any success, and so they think it doesn't work. And it works. And you know, it's not a gimmick. It's
no. I'm here to testify to that. But Glenn, we are completely out of time. Thank you for being with us. Now, the Hog Zombies on YouTube. That's where folks can watch all your videos, right?
Yes.
And then, I guess, to download the sounds on their smartphone, Convergent Hunting Solutions, right? I mean, they can go right there. That's where I think I downloaded.
ConvergentHunting.com.
ConvergentHunting.com is the website. Go right there and download, and you're ready to start. Get out there, and I realize I've had some real good luck early on. And if I go out and do not see a hog or hear one, or you know, I realize that's not going to happen. I mean, that's going to happen sometimes, but so much fun when it does happen. Glenn, we'll get you back on. We have just scratched the surface on you giving tips, so we'll get you back in the very near future, and we'll talk some more hog calling. How about that?
You bet. I always enjoy it.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Folks, that wraps us up for today's show. I want to say thanks to everyone that's been with us, all of our guests, and I want to say thanks to you for listening. I want to remind you, you can go to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this week's show. All this coming week, you can download the various segments. Check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting, while you're there. There's a lot of information on hunting hogs and cooking wild pork that you might enjoy. Want to remind you of a couple of catfish tournaments, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, every October. Was an awesome event this past October. You can follow them on Facebook, Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, just like that, Possum Kingdom Cat Masters on Facebook. And you can stay tuned in throughout the year. Now, the Yannis Catfish Classic down at Lake Fork. This year, this coming April, will be the last weekend in April. I want to remind you about that. For more information, I know a lot of you know Jerry Miller, good friend of mine. Just call Jerry. I'll give you his number for more information on it. But it's going to be the last weekend in April, and it'll be held at the Minnebucket, an awesome place, as all of you know. Got a clean rooms, a cafe, good food, boat ramp, pavilion, you name it there. The Minnebucket is an awesome place, but that's where the Yannis Catfish Classic will be held. You can call Jerry Miller at 903-850-9500. Folks, I've enjoyed our show. I hope you have. Tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.